She walked through the foyer with its high ceilings and intricate mosaic floor and climbed two flights of stairs. The wooden door was darkly stained with a panel of cloudy glass and tarnished brass numbers, 304B. She took a deep breath. She had not been this nervous since her oral exams, and pushed the door open. The room's shabbiness surprised her. The big oak table was scratched, and the windows were cloudy, making the day outside seem muted and gray. Sandra was already sitting with half a dozen other parents from the upside-down board. Caroline felt a surge of affection. They had drifted into meetings one by one at first, people she and Sandra met in grocery stores and on buses. Then the word had spread, and people started calling. Their lawyer, Ron Stone, sat next to Sandra, whose blonde hair was pulled severely back, her face serious and pale. Caroline took the remaining seat beside her.
"You look tired," she whispered.
Sandra nodded.
"Tim has the flu. Of all days, my mother had to come from McKeesport to watch him."
Before Caroline could answer, the door swung open again, and men from the Board of Education began to file in, relaxed, joking with one another, shaking hands. When everyone was settled and the meeting had been called to order, Ron Stone stood and cleared his throat.
"All children deserve an education," he began, his words familiar.
The evidence he presented was clear, specific, steady growth, tasks accomplished. Still, Caroline watched the faces in front of her turn impassive, masked. She thought of Phoebe sitting at the table last night, a pencil gripped in one hand, writing the letters of her name. Backwards, all over the page, wavering, but written. The men on the board shuffled papers and cleared their throats. When Ron Stone paused, a young man with dark, wavy hair spoke up.
"Your passion is admirable, Mr. Stone. We on the board appreciate everything you say, and we appreciate the commitment and devotion of these parents. But these children are mentally retarded. That's the bottom line. Their accomplishments, significant though they may be, have taken place within a protected environment, with teachers capable of giving extra, perhaps undivided, attention. That seems a very significant point."
Caroline met Sandra's eye. These words were familiar, too.
"Mentally retarded is a pejorative term," Ron Stone replied evenly. "These children are delayed, yes, no one's questioning that, but they are not stupid. No one in this room knows what they can achieve. The best hope for their growth and development, as for all children, is an educational environment without predetermined limits. We only ask for equity today."
"Ah, equity, yes, but we haven't got the resources," said another man, thin with sparse graying hair. "To be equitable, we would have to accept them all, a flood of retarded individuals that would overwhelm the system. Take a look."
He passed around copies of a report and began doing a cost-benefit analysis.